Numbers chapter 11. Then the people started to murmur bad things in the ears of the Lord, and the Lord heard them, and his anger was kindled, and the Lord's fire burned among them and consumed at the end of the camp. And the people cried out to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord. Then the fire subsided, and he called that place Taberah, because the Lord's fire had burned among them there. Then the mixed camp followers who were in their midst had a strong craving, and the sons of Israel also wept again, and they said, "Who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we ate in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. And now our soul is dried up, and there is nothing but the manna before our eyes." Now the manna was like coriander seed, and its appearance was like the appearance of delium. The people went to and fro and gleaned it, and they ground it with a handmill or crushed it in a mortar and boiled it in a pan and made it into cakes, and its taste was like the taste of oil cake. And when the dew came down on the camp at night, the manna came down onto it. And Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, each man at the entrance to his tent, and the anger of the Lord was greatly kindled, and it was also an evil matter in Moses' eyes. And Moses said to the Lord, "Why are you afflicting your servant? And why have I not found grace in your eyes, by putting the burden of all this people on me? Did I conceive all this people, or did I give birth to them? For you say to me, 'Bear them in your bosom as a nursing father bears a baby,' to the land about which you swore to their fathers. For where should I get meat to give to all this people? For they weep to me and say, 'Give us meat to eat.' I cannot bear all of this people on my own, for it is too heavy for me. And if you deal with me in this way, then kill me, please, without ado, if I have found grace in your eyes, so that I do not see the affliction you cause." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Gather for me 70 men from the elders of Israel, whom you know to be elders of the people, and their foremen, and take them to the tent of contact, and they shall stand there with you. And I will descend and speak with you there, and I will take back some of the spirit which is on you, and I will put it on them, and they will bear the burden of the people with you, and you will not bear it on your own. And you will say to the people, 'Sanctify yourselves for tomorrow, and you will eat meat, for you have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, "Who will feed us meat? For we fared well in Egypt." And the Lord will give you meat, and you will eat it. You will not eat it for one day, and not for 2 days, and not for 5 days, and not for 10 days, and not for 20 days, but for as much as a month of days, until it comes out of your nose, and it will be a loathsome thing to you, for you have rejected the Lord who is in your midst, and you have wept to his face, saying, 'Why ever did we come out of Egypt?'" Then Moses said, "The people consists of 600,000 foot soldiers, in whose midst I am, and you have said, 'I will give them meat, and they will eat it for a month of days.' Should sheep and oxen be slaughtered for them, to suffice for them, or should all the fish of the sea be gathered for them, to suffice for them?" And the Lord said to Moses, "Is the hand of the Lord too short? Now you will see whether my word comes to pass for you or not." Then Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 men from the elders of the people, and stood them round the tent. And the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and he took back some of the spirit which was on him, and he gave it to the 70 men of the elders. And it came to pass that as the spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not repeat it. And 2 men remained in the camp. The name of one was Eldad, and the name of the other was Medad. And the spirit rested on them. And they were in the records, and they did not go out to the tent, but prophesied in the camp. And a young boy ran and told Moses and said, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Then Joshua, the son of Nun, a servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My Lord Moses, forbid them. And Moses said to him, Are you envious on my behalf? If only all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit on them. Then Moses joined the camp gathering, he and the elders of Israel. Then a wind was brought into motion by the Lord, and it brought quails from the sea, and it released them at the camp, at about a day's journey on one side, and at about a day's journey on the other side, around the camp, and about 2 cubits high on the surface of the land. And the people were up all that day, and all the night, and all the next day, and they gathered the quail. And he who gathered little gathered 10 homers, and they spread them out wholesale around the camp. The meat was already between their teeth before it was cut up, and the Lord's anger was kindled against the people, and the Lord struck the people with a very great blow. And he named that place Kibroth Hataavah, for there they buried the people who had a craving. From Kibroth Hataavah the people moved on to Hazeroth, and in Hazeroth they stayed.